Hello and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Michael Schell, and I'm excited to direct The Barber of Seville in Atlanta this season. Here are five things to know about Rossini's brilliant comic opera. Number one, if you've never been to an opera, chances are you know the music from The Barber of Seville, thanks to the wildly funny Bugs Bunny. That's right, we can credit Bugs Bunny for helping The Barber of Seville's immediately recognizable and delightfully energetic overture make its way onto the TVs and into the hearts of many in the cartoon sketch The Rabbit of Seville. Also, if you were to ask someone on the street to sing something from an opera, I bet a fair number would come back with Figaro, 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 and they would be right. What they may not know, however, is that the aria Largo al factotum della città is not from the opera The Marriage of Figaro, but rather from Rossini's The Barber of Seville. Which brings me to number two. Just like the Marvel Universe films Wolverine and Black Widow, The Barber of Seville is also an origin story where we meet characters and then follow them on a journey. The French playwright Pierre Beaumarchais wrote three plays, The Barber of Seville, The Marriage of Figaro, and The Guilty Mother, that were all later turned into operas, with The Barber of Seville written by Giacomo Rossini and The Marriage of Figaro by the brilliant Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This leads me to number three. Celebrity feuds didn't start with Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. Celebrity feuds are the unfortunate pleasure of many a tabloid magazine, and we all know some of them, such as most recently, Kim Cattrall versus Sarah Jessica Parker, Gwyneth Paltrow versus Martha Stewart, Madonna versus Lady Gaga. But little do people know that classical composers can be just as catty and vicious. When Rossini was close to premiering his opera, The Barber of Seville, he knew he would ruffle the feathers of his rival composer, Giovanni Paisiello, who had already composed his Barber of Seville and took Rossini's version to be an affront to his artistic integrity. Paisiello hired a group of paid hecklers to provoke the rest of the audience to dislike the opera during its premiere performance. Now, the performance seemed to have been cursed regardless, as several mishaps happened on stage as well. The singer who played the role of Basilio, for example, sang his aria with a bloody nose after tripping over a trap door to the roaring laughter of the audience. And then during the finale of Act One, a cat wandered on stage and declined to leave. The good thing for the 23-year-old Rossini is that the second performance was an unqualified triumph. Number four, for this production of The Barber of Seville, I wanted to create an environment that not only allowed for Rossini's brilliant blending of reality and borderline farce, but also was grounded firmly in Spain and Spanish culture. For inspiration, the design team and I turned to the films of Pedro Almodóvar, which have all the elements of a Rossini opera. Almodóvar is brilliant at walking the line between dramatic comedy and melodramatic absurdity. His films, rich with a vintage feel, are also deeply embedded in Spain and Spanish culture. But his films also embrace the surreal and random. And part of the fun of Rossini's music is that kind of random interruption. I wanted this production to embrace the random at every level, so to keep the surprises fresh and always entertaining. Number five, the Atlanta Opera cast is extraordinary. After remounting this production seven other times, it is a wonderful surprise to be able to work with such a brilliantly funny and lovely cast on this rendition here in Atlanta. All of them, Stephanie Lauricella, who plays Rosina, Taylor Staton, the Count Almaviva, David Crawford, Don Basilio, Katie Bryan, Berta, and Joseph Latanzi as Figaro, are exceptional in their roles. But the final thing that makes this production so special is that the role of Bartolo is being played by the Italian baritone Giovanni Romeo, who has been seen at some of the most important opera stages worldwide and is making his North American debut here at Atlanta Opera. And now for a bonus. Now, when you come see the show, you're going to notice there are a lot of chickens on the stage, chickens on the set, stuffed chickens all over the place. While we were creating this production, the design team and I decided that one thing about the character of Bartolo is that he is a control freak, wanting to keep the young, beautiful Rosina with him forever, kind of like a rooster in a hen house. And we thought, hey, why doesn't he collect roosters? So you will see plenty of roosters and chickens all over the set, as well as a special surprise appearance during the famous storm sequence in Act Two. Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed my take on five things to know and a bonus about the Barber of Seville. If you want to take a deeper dive into the opera, check out the Blink Opera Podcast series featuring baritone Joseph Latanzi, our Figaro's exploration into the plot of the show, and join Arthur Fagan, our conductor, to learn more about the music of this wonderful piece. I'm Michael Schell, and I hope you enjoy the show.